Hello?
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Metro Research, and we're conducting an observing. We'd like to ask you some questions about attitudes and opinions. And your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Okay, just for qualification purpose, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. The reason we ask this survey is specifically for women, okay, and women between 18 to 35. And the next question is, what year is your year of birth? 1995, okay. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
Okay, and would that be Mexican-American or Chicano, mm-hmm. Puerto Rican, Cuban, or Dominican?
First choice.
Which one? Mexican or Mexican-American?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, and like I said, what your race, right? So it'd be Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Okay. All right, and in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, would that be positive or negative?
I guess positive.
Positive, okay. The future of the planet.
Negative, I guess.
Negative? Okay. Why your own future?
Sorry?
Your own future? Positive or negative?
My own, maybe positive.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate me the amount of power that you feel, you know, your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10, okay?
That's
a 7. A 7? Okay. All right, and out of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you, okay? Yeah, would you say it's crime, national security, immigration, racism and discrimination, gun violence, climate change, student loans, education, abortion access, economy and cost of living, mental health, or health care? You can pick 3 to be the most important to you.
I guess education.
Education? Okay. What else? I can read them again. Crime, national security, immigration, racism and discrimination, gun violence, climate change, student loans, abortion access, economy and cost of living, mental health, and health care.
Racism and...
Okay. One more.
Climate change.
Okay, climate change. Okay, thank you. Okay, and then thinking about your this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Okay, relationships like romantic partnership and friendships, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, or having or caring for children or other?
Caring for children.
Caring for children, okay.
I don't know if it was the same thing, my career education and something workforce.
Advancing your career, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, which one?
I forgot exactly what it was, but something about workforce.
Okay, let me see, improving. Work-life balance?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, ma'am, and which of the following traits are most important to you, to your identity? Okay, you may choose up to three the same way. Being a woman, being American, your hobbies or interests, being young, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, and friend, your sexual orientation, your personality, your spiritual or religious beliefs.
What was the question again?
Which of the following traits are most important to your identity?
I guess being a mother and...
Being a mother. I have been a woman too, been American, your hobbies or interests, being young, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your sexual orientation, your personality, or your spiritual, religious, or religious beliefs.
I guess being a woman.
Being a woman, be the other one, and what else?
Your profession.
Your profession?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, and when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most, you know, often? Do you feel dread, hope, exhaustion, pride, anger or frustration, happiness, disappointment, or sadness? You can pick two of those to be what you feel.
Sometimes happiness and sometimes exhausted, I guess.
Okay, exhausted be one. And your second choice?
Happiness.
Happiness. All right. Thank you. Right, ma'am, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions. There we go.